Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and hockey fans across the country. How many times did we, as kids, hear Foster Hewitt and the late Foster Hewitt and the great Bob Cole say those words before their telecast? Congratulations to the Fay family and the Hewitt family as well on their inductions, and of course, Pete Tamir is, where is Pete? He's here somewhere. He's been there in L.A. through my whole career, so a big thanks to him and, of course, all the other inductees, Scotty, Al, and, of course, Ronnie. And more importantly, to Mr. Gregory, because I finally found somebody who was crying more than me this weekend, so congratulations. I was got off the plane. I was driving into to the hotel. Everybody was piled into an SUV, and it was getting hot in there. We all had our coats on. It was kind of cold. Got into the city and had stopped at a red light. And an older gentleman that was trying to make it on the street walked up to the car, and I had the window down, and I was kind of reflecting on how many times I'd come into Toronto for games and. Really kind of one of those pensive memory moods and deep in thought, and all of a sudden here he was standing right in my face looking, peering in the window, and he goes, "Hey Messier, eh? You're here for that old timers game." 3 years has gone by pretty quickly, but it also at that point I realized that I was back home in Canada where hockey was such a, how important hockey was in this country. And it really kind of got the weekend started and how important the weekend really was. When I got the call from Mr. Quinn, I was actually down south. And obviously you hear talk about Hall of Fame. When you actually get the phone call, it really puts things in perspective. But after the phone call hung up, I took a couple of moments and kind of had a few thoughts, but then quickly kind of got back to what I was doing. And it was really kind of when we started getting ready to come here for the weekend and who was coming and players that would be here to share it and all those things that really started to put the importance of the weekend. Into perspective, I guess. I got an email from an uncle, actually my father's brother, who I drew inspiration from throughout my career. And he had emailed me and said, and his quote kind of was that, "We sail in the wake of those who have gone before us. And no greater... testimony than that, than being here this weekend and being around the Hall of Fame. And of course, all the great players and the sacrifices that they made to make our game the incredible. An incredible game that it is. I'd like to also congratulate Bill Hay and Jeff Dennamy, and of course Kelly Massey for a tremendous weekend. It's become obvious through this weekend that it's people like these that really are preserving our game, the tradition and the history, and of course the integrity that make our game so special. So thanks to you guys for making this weekend a special one for our families, and thank you for all that you do to preserve our game, to make it a special game it is. It's funny that this weekend fell on Remembrance Weekend, because that really seems to be what the theme is remembering all the great things that have happened through a career. and the people and the times. Having lunch with the vets at the game the other night was a tremendous experience. The Maple Leafs had brought them in there to share the special night, as they always do, to see the bagpipes on the ice, the poem of Flounders Field. It really brought back the Canadian pride and what it means to be a Canadian. As the other guys had mentioned there, there's so many people that it takes to put anybody in this position. And we all know when you play a team sport that nobody can do it on their own. And they need the support of a lot of people. And I certainly had that through my career, dating back to, obviously, my minor hockey. My first coach ever, I think he's 89 years old, C.J. Lindsay in Portland, Oregon, where my father was playing hockey, to Ray Lemaire, a coach in Edmonton, Alberta, that countless hours. I became a second son of his. I spent more time at his house than I did at our own, I think, some of those years. And all the parents that so graciously gave up their time to make it happen for kids or make it available for kids. You know, what can I say about the opportunities I had in the cities that I played in, starting in Edmonton, that obviously been well chronicled what an amazing time it was, obviously five cups for those years, but more importantly the friendships and the people that were surrounded those teams. With Mr. Pockington, our owner, and of course, the vision that Glenn Sather had and what he felt would be an amazing time for all of us if we could somehow figure out a way to stay together, which he was able to do for all those years. And it was his vision and his mentoring and care that really kind of allowed us to grow up as individuals and to really mature, not only as people, but as also as players, to the point where, to this day, every one of them will thank Glenn and what it meant for them the rest of their careers. And of course, the players, you know, we're smart enough to realize that if we just somehow found a way to support Wayne, that eventually his career was destined for a Stanley Cup, and if we could find a way to support him, that ultimately would be ride his coattails to a Stanley Cup, which we obviously did. And he was a guy that was so far advanced in us in what it took to be a professional, both on and off the ice. We learned so much from him, his preparation, how to treat the media, what it took to sell the game. Watching him go through his career was an amazing experience, and we all owe, and especially me, owe a lot to obviously Wayne. Boy, it's tough 4 minutes and for 40 years of hockey. Yeah. And of course, Kevin and Glenn, Andy, Mo, Grant Fuhr, Yari Curry. I mean, the list goes on. And of course, I would really special thanks to the guy that rode shotgun with me for all those years. All 6 years, Glenn Anderson. He was the guy that played beside me for all those years, for all six cups. At times, I was the one supposed to be protecting him, but I wasn't quite sure if it wasn't him protecting me most nights. But I wouldn't be standing here without you, Glenn. So thank you. When I got traded to New York, I really felt it was something that I needed as a person, probably more so than a professional, but it had become obvious that we had kind of run our course in Edmonton, and it was time to move on. And what I got in New York was more than I ever dreamt of. Obviously, winning a Stanley Cup was an incredible experience there. And just as I had had in Edmonton, I was surrounded with incredible people there as well that shared the same dreams and visions that I did and were willing to sacrifice themselves in order to bring that championship there, starting with Stanley Jaffe and Bob Gutkowski, and of course Neil Smith, who was the one who made the trade with Glenn to bring me there, and of course the late Roger Nielsen, who was our first coach, and to Mike Keenan, who was a coach to the championship. All people that supported me and gave me the support that I needed in order to be a part of a team and share the visions and experiences I'd had winning championships in Edmonton. And obviously we made it a reality there. And as great as the players were that I played with in friendships and in talent, the same thing was waiting for me in New York, starting with, of course, Brian Leetch and Mike Richter, who were an inspiration to me every day that I was there. Not only for the way they played the game, but for what they shared with me off the ice and what I learned from them off the ice. And of course, if Glenn Anderson rode shotgun for me for my first 12 years, nobody did it better than Adam Graves. And an amazing person, an amazing teammate, and I just can't thank all you guys enough for what you'd given me. I probably learned more than I learned anywhere in Vancouver, and it would be tough to say that because we didn't win a championship there. But John McCaw and Pat Quinn were so unbelievable to me when I was there. And sometimes it's not easy when things aren't going well. And I learned a lot about myself. And learned a lot about what it meant to be someone in that position where when things weren't going well, how we had to act until the franchise got turned around. And I take a little bit of pride in the fact that after the third year there was some turnaround there and they've gone on to play well. Of course, where would you be without your family? And I probably learned more sitting around the kitchen table talking about the game in our house than probably anywhere. And I know for sure through those playoff runs and through those tough times, all those years there, that when I left there, I had a healthy perspective, or sometimes a different perspective, that I could bring into the rink on any situation. And that is just something that you can't buy. That healthy perspective and the care and the journey that we've taken together as a family through these Stanley Cups here has been nothing short of amazing. In 1981, the NHL got introduced to the Messiers, and we used to call ourselves the Beverly Hillbillies walking in there, but Washington had hosted the All-Star game that year, and we all came trudging in there, 25 strong kids and all that, and here we are almost 30 years later, all the same, a little bit older, now we have grandkids there with us, but thank you to everybody, of course my mom and dad, who have been an inspiration to me in so many ways. Especially my father. For what he's been able to help me with, not only from the hockey standpoint, from life in general. And Dad, you are a true leader. And of course, my son Lion, who is here beside me, my brother Paul, my sisters Mary Kay and Jenny, and all the kids that are here, Paul. If there's anybody that I wish could have experienced what I have, it would have been you. Or if I could have traded places, it would have been with you. And moving forward to my biggest challenge and my best journey after retirement has become so seamless and such a proud time to have met Kim. And I've had two special children with her. It has made moving into retirement so easy. And life couldn't be better because of you, Kim, and our two beautiful children. And I'd just like to end by saying a quote that I took from Mike Richter in an article they had done lately. If I could just quickly read it to you, if I can see it. He said, "In sports, in its best light, is about challenging yourself and improving yourself as a person. It's not about looking for a medal at the end of an event. It's about a journey in which your physical and mental well-being improves through physical activity." And unfortunately, in pro sports, we sometimes get derailed into the ultimate goal of winning a Stanley Cup. But I wanted to read that because for all of us who have children that are in minor hockey, it's not about becoming a professional athlete. It's about the journey and about the people that you meet along the way. And the life lessons that you get from playing an incredible game. Thank you.